Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Highs level off around 88 today under mainly sunny skies. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows around 59. Daytime highs approaching 86. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 67 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Hayes Virtual School, one of the oldest virtual schools in Kansas, is celebrating its 25th anniversary in January.
The school serves students age 14 to 19 and offers a personalized education for each student. Sandra Hickert, lead educator.
It is that opportunity for them to have an education tailored to their lives, their needs, and their expectations that make Hayes Virtual School just a great opportunity for a student that maybe has given up.
Last year, 117 students attended, and numbers are expected to grow this year. I'm J.P. Bazette.
One person is dead and six others were seriously hurt in a crash in Thomas County on Wednesday afternoon. It happened on U.S. Highway 83, just north of U.S. Highway 40 near Oakley. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a Jeep Cherokee tried to turn left into a private driveway and collided with a Dodge Charger. 68-year-old Susan Englert from Illinois did not survive the crash. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you decide. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. As Kansas officials, foster care service providers, and advocates work to improve a system with a checkered past, new initiatives bring optimism for kids who have historically been left behind. According to data from the Kansas Department for Children and Families, the newest number of children entered the state's foster care system in 2023 since 2006. However, older and disabled youths in the system have been left without a permanent place to live at a higher rate than their peers. The state and foster care service providers are seeking to remedy the disparity in several ways, and two solutions are in the early stages. In 2023, lawmakers directed $6 million from the state general fund towards developing a more comprehensive cachet of therapeutic family foster homes. And in March, the Department for Children and Families began to disperse about $4.7 million of that across seven agencies. Therapeutic foster homes provide 24/7 care and involve a child's family or prospective family in the child's services and schedule. Next, the Kansas foster care system struggles with permanency, which refers to the idea of foster children having a stable place to stay long term, as Kansas foster kids move at a rate of 7.3 times in a 1,000-day period, compared to the federal performance measure of 4.8 times. That rate could change once the sole family legal permanency option, which was born out of House Bill 2536, is implemented. Governor Kelly signed the bill into law in April, adding a new first-in-the-nation option for foster kids 16 years of age and older. And Department for Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard said the department is prepared to implement the sole family option, though no youths have been formally identified yet. Phone and internet services are vital to accessing health care and community services, finding employment, and calling for help in an emergency. However, that cost to stay connected is out of reach for many Kansans. In observance of Lifeline Awareness Week, September 8th through the 14th, the Kansas Corporation Commission is joining utility regulators nationwide in creating awareness of the Lifeline program and encourages those in need of assistance to apply. Lifeline provides federal and state discounts of up to $17.02 per month to help pay for residential or wireless phone service, internet, or a bundled phone and internet plan, and subscribers living on tribal lands qualify for additional discounts. Currently, nearly 8 million Americans, including 23,000 in Kansas, are enrolled in the program. Eligibility is based on income. You must be at or below 135% of the federal poverty guidelines or participation in certain assistance programs that include the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, Medicaid Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, Federal Public Housing Assistance, or FHPA, Veterans Pension and Survivors Pension Benefit, Bureau of Indian Affairs General Assistance, Tribally Administered Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, Head Start Tribal Programs that are income-based, or the Food Distribution Program on Tribal Lands. More information on income eligibility, participating providers, and the enrollment process is available on the KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov or by calling 800-662-0027. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced that applications are open for the second round of the Digital Opportunities to Connect Kansas, or DOC, program, and a total of $1.95 million in funds will be available to enhance the digital skills of Kansans. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins said broadband should be accessible and affordable part of life for everyone, and it remains a critical need that continues to be an issue for rural Americans. He said here in Kansas, a majority of Kansans are rural and need better access to broadband, so he looks forward to seeing the success of these DOC program investments, which promote access to digital resources by providing awards to assist with funding for digital skills development programs across the state. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development encourages local governments, community organizations, educational institutions, and other organizations to continue collaborating on enriching Kansas communities through digital advancements. Interim Director of Kansas Office of Broadband Development, Joseph Lee, said the Kansas Office of Broadband Development is committed to their mission to ensure all Kansans can access tools and resources to thrive in their current digital age, and by eliminating barriers, they'll continue to level the playing field for all Kansas residents, fostering innovation and economic growth. To learn more about the entities eligible to apply, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 183 in Phillips County starting on or around September 18th. The project work will consist of a mill and overlay on 13 miles of the highway, starting at the Rooks County line and ending at the East U.S. 36 junction. That traffic will be reduced to one lane in the areas where crews are actively working and directed by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes during the daylight hours. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be completed in late October, conditions permitting. In Nebraska news, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen and other lawmakers have raised concerns about adversaries like China, Iran, and Russia and their ability to buy farm ground in the state. So Governor Pillen has signed a law strengthening the state's power to deal with foreign ownership, with the key measure being a proposal from Senator Barry DeKay of Neobrera. It creates new restrictions on foreign ownership of all types of real estate, but DeKay said there's particular interest in ag land. He said most of the land is family farm and family ranches. However, it's not the amount of acres that comes into play with this. It's basically the location and who's buying that land, which is the red flag. The law does not define which nations are adversaries, but relies on a federal designation that can change. And currently, countries include China, Russia, and North Korea. If the Nebraska Department of Agriculture finds foreign ownership, the agency and attorney general have the power to act. DeKay said if they see these names on the list, they can divest and sell the land. The state can sell it, and the revenue will then go to the state. And he said people that may not be playing in good faith can be prosecuted as well. Senator DeKay said there are concerns about using Nebraska land for surveillance, but he also raised concerns about food security as well as theft of American crop technology. A Lincoln man was sentenced on Thursday for writing two bad checks to buy exotic animals. 39-year-old Matthew White will spend 2 years on probation and pay $3,504 in restitution. Madison County District Judge James Cube also sentenced him to 90 days in jail. However, White was given credit for 183 days already served. In November, White wrote a $6,350 check at a livestock auction in Norfolk, and he went home with two kangaroos, an alpaca, and a donkey. Court documents showed that he sells animals for a living. The check bounced because the account was closed, so White wrote another check, and that check was also returned because the account was frozen. Court documents said the auction operator gave White several more opportunities to pay, but he never did. White was arrested in March, and he pled guilty in July. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay football coach Lucas Melvin to talk about the team and their game tonight in TMP.
I'm here with head football coach Lucas Melvin. Coach, last week you were able to get the season started off with a 55-8 win over the Oakley Plainsmen, and that's got to feel pretty good for your opening game, of course, it being at home also. But let's talk a little bit about the game, the first half and the second half.
I thought defensively we played out. Came out and played really well. Obviously, I mean, our first touchdown of the year was an interception return for a touchdown. And I thought offense moved the ball pretty well. We didn't punt the whole night, which is always good. We had some turnovers, which we don't like at all. We want to take care of the ball. But really, other than that, I thought all phases of the game were pretty good. Even our special teams, 5 of 6 on PATs, you know, didn't give up any big returns. So I was pretty happy for the most part. We even, you know, we didn't have very many punt returns last year. We had one punt return this year, and it was for almost 30 yards. Guys did a great job of setting up a good return for that. So overall, I was pretty happy, and I tell you, I was probably most happy with the young guys that got to come in and play that last part of the third quarter and all the fourth quarter. They battled against Oakley's varsity, so I was really impressed with how our young guys played.
Of course, in the first half also, you were able to get some of those younger kids in there, seeing some of the sophomores. Of course, you had one sophomore start on the line and so forth. Was able to see Brendan Fonstill step in there in the running back position for a while also.
Yeah, those guys. Well, Jarrett Fonstill did a great job too. You know, you have Tyler go down and then Logan kind of go down. So there's our two starting running backs again out, and Brendan and Jarrett came in and did a fantastic job of filling in for those guys. So I thought a lot of guys did step up, and some of those younger guys got thrown into it, whether it was special teams or, you know, Ashton got thrown in, Cass got thrown in at secondary some. I thought they all did a good job and competed well.
In the second half, we were able to see a lot of, not a lot, maybe just a few freshmen, a few sophomores taking on their varsity. A 65-yard run in there by Hudson Walters.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You know, and Hudson just had moved a couple weeks ago from wide receiver to running back, and I think it's a good fit for him, and he did a good job. And like I said, every single player played Friday night, so that's pretty fun.
And that went, we mentioned the junior varsity. They were able to get a game in on Monday as they traveled to Oakley, a 24-12 win. What do you know about the junior varsity game in Oakley?
Well, I got to watch most of it because my wife FaceTimed me, so that was fun. They did good. They played hard and, you know, offensively made some plays. Defensively, they played pretty solid really most of the game. It was 18-6 until like 2 minutes left. Oakley scored a touchdown, then we went down and scored another one. So I thought they handled it well. And last year, Oakley JV really kind of handled us. But this year, our guys went down there and played a really good game and, you know, got some things going the right way. There's still a lot of things to work on. We were having some issues with our gun snaps at times, and you know, we had some missed tackles, things like that. But overall, I thought they played really well.
Now, during the practice, you mentioned you had a couple minor injuries on Friday night, but hopefully they're all back. And what's your practices like? Are you putting some different personnel in some different places just to kind of have some reassurance?
Well, we're always trying, and like I tell the guys, our depth chart is always changing. And how you play on Friday night and Mondays impacts that, whether it's our special teams depth chart or our offense and defensive depth chart. And we still have positions that are literally two guys are tied for it. And they'll be getting, reps will look a little different this week. And, one of those guys who keeps doing better and better, and we're hoping, because last year really as a freshman he did some good things, is Cope Rails back. He was practice player of the week this week. He's been practicing hard. He's, doing the kicking for us. He's stepping in there on offensive and defensive lines, and Cope's getting a lot better. And so are all those other guys.
Coach, this Friday night you travel down to Hayes at the Fort Hayes State University football field, play the Thomas More Prep Monarchs, TMP dropping down to 1A, but still 30 men on their squad. And they come off a 7-6 win over Russell. That's a rivalry there, but sure had to be a good game. And what are you seeing in TMP?
TMP changed their offense. They're now a spread offense, and they do a good job of throwing the ball and making plays after the catch. Their quarterback's very athletic, and he can run. And they have some good running backs that can hurt you also. And then defensively, they do a great job of running to the ball. I mean, this TMP was very good last year, and I think they're going to be a good team this year too. They lost some people, but there's some people stepping up, and they're going to be very formidable.
I noticed in the stats that they had three receivers that were pretty evenly about 50 yards apiece, and so TMP was probably going to be targeting those three. What do they have in the running?
A couple of sophomores that run hard and they block, and they do some good job on the screen game, but they've got different targets, and their targets aren't small. They're 6'1" guys that can run and jump, so it's going to be a big challenge for our defensive backs and for our front defensive line to make sure we put enough pressure on the quarterback to make him get rid of the ball a little quicker than he wants, and we have to make sure that we keep him contained because he is so athletic and fast that he can hurt you when he gets out. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
Well, Coach, we're going to also mention that there's no junior varsity match or game on Monday. That's due to TMP was having some problems with personnel.
Yeah, maybe just not enough. I was still talking to Coach Johnson this morning, and we're still trying to find someone to come. So we're reaching out. Maybe if it's an 8-man team, we'll see if we can just find somebody to play us on Monday just so our guys get another chance.
Well, Coach, going to wish you the best of luck on Friday night when you travel down to Hayes to play the TMP Monarchs. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Melvin, and good luck to the Blue Jays tonight in Hayes. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having cavatini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips or chef salad, whipped potatoes with country gravy, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 88 and breezy with a south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 4 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 59. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 86. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 88. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63. I'll be back in just a minute with your rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 89. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 88 and breezy. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 86. And on Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 89. Currently, with fair skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 60%. The wind speed is south at 14 with gusts to 18 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.90 and the dew point is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs take on the Bengals this weekend, and one key difference for them is that the Chiefs are relatively healthy, as they will just likely be without wide receiver Hollywood Brown, who's still trying to return from his shoulder injury he suffered in the preseason against the Jaguars. But for the Bengals, not only is receiver T. Higgins roughed up, but quarterback Joe Burrow, who had surgery on his hand last year and was out for the year, looked like he was still struggling with the injury last week in their Week 1 game against the Patriots, but Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo doesn't buy it.
Not buying it. He looks pretty good to me. I've got a great deal of respect for this quarterback. The wideout, the whole offense, the coaches, the way they run their program. It's always been a tough out for us last year. I mean, in any year. And last year, even though Joe didn't play, I mean, I thought the backup Browning was really good. I mean, I just think they do a good job. They attack us a certain way, and it makes it really challenging. And we got to be on point. We certainly have to be better as a defense than we were last week, in my opinion.
The game is set for Sunday at 3:25 p.m. You can watch it on CBS. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Legends are made when a calculated risk pays off. I'm Clint Bowyer, and as a professional NASCAR driver, I push the limits and made a living taking risks. But there's one risk that I never take, driving without a seatbelt. Life isn't a race, and there are no prizes for getting to the end first. Be a living legend for yourself and for those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'm Clint Bowyer, and I'm proud to call the speedway, highways, and back roads of Kansas my home. Racing is an intense, competitive job where legends are made and sometimes crash. Heck, I've even had my share of close calls. But there's one risk I'd never take. Without a question, I always wear my seatbelt. Be a living legend for yourself and those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.